you go all over social media, you're going to see all types of fitness content, fitness influencers, fitness coaches, personal trainers, and you might even see some fitness podcasts. But I'm here to tell you, you're not going to find something like this. And people try to duplicate, but it's not a debate. You can't reciprocate, and then that turns into a whole lot of hate. Listen, this is the best fitness podcast out. You're going to come here, we're going to laugh, we're going to educate, we're going to entertain, and we're going to talk a little shit. And listen, man, if you're doing more bunching and crunching, this might be the podcast for you. Don't come here and get offended. Just soak up the game, apply it, and watch your life change. So sit back, enjoy the show, tell a friend to tell a friend, and tap in. Let's get this episode started. Date. Hey, live on a Wednesday. Hey, live on a Wednesday. What's going on, y'all? It's your boy C Marty Fit, and we back here with another episode on the Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast. Yeah. Sir, he's back. What's going on, man? I'm super excited to be back here on another Wednesday episode. Sunday episode was fire. The Friday episode before that was fire. Every episode just keeps getting better. How you keep getting better, man? They keep asking how the podcast keep getting better, because we keep getting these reps in. We keep staying consistent. You know what I mean? When you stay consistent in the gym, that's how you get more gains. That's how you lose more fat. When you keep doing the podcast, that's when the podcast keep getting better. Man. It's simple. It's simple. We apply the principles we learn on this podcast to other areas of our lives. But anyway, with all that being said, man, having a hell of a week. Workouts going crazy. Look at my Instagram story. Go check out leg day. Went crazy for leg day today. Damn near passed out at the end of it, though. I had to rush home, get that post-workout meal. Man, anyway, if it is your first time watching, I need you to do one thing, man. I need you to go ahead and hit the like button. You probably wonder why we got to hit the like button, man. What is this? Who is this guy? His shirt say Big Back Activity. He got sunglasses on. He got red headphones on. What's going on? I see the title. This is the best fitness podcast out. This is the illest fitness podcast out. This is the coolest, coldest, dopest, most entertaining fitness podcast out. This podcast has the most haters, the most backlash. You'll see a topic about fitness that someone disagrees with, he gets no smoke. But as soon as I say it, I get all the smoke. This is because of what we do here. They just don't like us. But it's enough people that love us that we're going to keep on doing it. And we're going to focus on the people that love us. If you're a returner, I need you to hit the like button. And shout out to the best playback gang on YouTube, a.k.a. the PBG. Shout out to the playback gang. Go ahead, hit the like button, playback gang. And listen, man. When you got people that don't like you, we're going to talk about this later in the podcast. When you got people that don't like you, they don't agree with what you're doing, they try to get you off your grind, it's just a sign that you're going in the right direction. Yeah. Most people want to be mediocre. Most people want to be average. Most people don't want to level up. Most people ain't trying to get fit. Most people ain't trying to have the best fitness podcast. Most people ain't trying to eat clean. The list goes on. So when you experience that friction, understand that you're doing the right thing. Keep doing the right thing. And let's talk to the fam. Let's get in these comments. And it is what it is. And you know I'm going to tell the truth. And you know I got it. Dom DeMarco. Tapping in. Joe Thomas first. The first comment is Joe Thomas. Oh, shout out to Joe Thomas for the first comment. Dom DeMarco. Got to take the early bird crown from Wicked. That's crazy. He's back. Jay Sharp, what up? He's back! Sonny 8726, welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show.
Coach Poe Fitness said, yes, sir. Best fitness podcast to meal prep to. Whatever fitness podcast you going to meal prep to. Mind Pump?
Nope.
James Coppola?
Nope.
whatever fitness podcast you're going to meal prep to, ain't none.
Nope.
You have to meal prep to this. Uh-oh, they're going to get me. No early black man today.
Nope.
It's all good, man. You living up to the stereotype. Stereotypes are earned, not given. And black people earn that late stereotype, and you living up to it, Wicked.
Nope.
Steph, what's going on, Steph? Congrats to Lizzo. She's really losing the weight. Don't even get me started on Lizzo. I'm happy for her, though. She's doing her thing. I'm super excited for her. Hedgehog, what's going on? Quincy, what's going on? Wicked Scorpion was called lacking, big time lacking, man. With all that being said, let's get the episode started, man. We know what we're here for. We know what community we start.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
All right. You know, we always start with the black community here. We talk about everybody, but let's get to it, man. We're going to find out why plus size women are angry. Specifically, plus size black women. Why are they angry?
You know, black people.
No.
We're going to find out why they angry. Remy, what's going on? Welcome back to the show. Fit Fam, what up? And let's get this episode started, man. Hey, hit the like button for your boy.
I made this video yesterday, but I thought I'd remake it.
Uh-oh.
Okay, so let's talk about it. Everybody always trying to talk about how plus size women are so angry, you're so mad. Like, oh, big girls mm-hmm. are so mad, they're so angry. Mm-hmm. If you live in a society where people literally judge your life, judge everything about you literally because of your size, in a society where the people that you love the most hate you.
Well, I don't think they hate you, but I do think people make assumptions about you because we know what leads to being obese, being overweight. So that's what they're thinking about you. That's going to be the first thought. Appearance is going to be the first impression that you leave on people, whether you like it or not. Let's keep it going.
For no fucking reason, obviously, other than the fact that you're plus size.
No, that's a reason.
Every room you walk in, there is a secret prejudice because nobody wants to admit that the reason why they're treating you the way that they're treating you is because you're fat.
Well, that's a proven fact that people who are fitter, people who are smaller, they get treated better. We know that. They get more respect. So that's human nature. You can't get mad at human nature.
When people that you love, your closest friends, family members, they all treat you away to the point where it's like it'll be a group picture. They'll post every picture except for the ones that you're in.
That's cap.
Or
that
like
happen.
Significant other, you can tell differences in how they treat you, how they don't want to go places, how they don't want to do things just because they don't want to be seen with you. Although in private, they may worship your body or...
Hold up.
We do not care.
This is why this is the best fitness podcast out. How often do we talk about this? A dude don't want to be seen with your big ass in public.
Nope.
But he'll rub on you. He'll sleep with you in the bedroom. He'll lay on you. He'll cuddle with you. He'll F on you. He'll do everything with you and behind closed doors, but he don't want to be seen with you in public.
Nope.
That right there is a sign that you need to change something about your life. Not only do you need to get rid of him, but you probably need to improve if those are the options you're getting. Don't sit here and complain about it. Improve your life. You made a decision to be this way. So you can't get mad at what type of dudes or things that you attract. We got to start keeping it real with the women. And when we tell women this, they don't want to listen. They don't want to understand this, but then get online and complain about it.
Nope.
What kind of sense does this make?
Pretend like that's just a magnificent, like they just love it, but in reality, they're embarrassed by it.
So if they pretend that they love it, clearly they're lying to you. And ask that man if he was presented with the option that he probably really wants, would he take that over you? He absolutely would. So ladies, cut the bullshit, and we got to be honest with each other. This is ridiculous.
They're embarrassed to be with you. Imagine
yes, they
living
are.
In a life, in a body where people are embarrassed to be seen with you, or people just want to use
you can change that.
Sex because everybody know who got the best. Okay, everybody.
All right, this that bullshit. I'm going to be honest, and I could be wrong. I love black women. I love y'all. I don't see any other race of women saying that they're staying obese because they have the best coochie. So because big women, quote unquote, have the best coochie, you're going to continue to stay obese. you're going to continue to be on the way to type 2 diabetes at 24 years old. You're going to continue to be tired walking up a flight of steps. You're going to continue to wear 4X, 3X in your 20s and early 30s because y'all have the best coochie. Listen, the over-sexualization in America and of the black community specifically.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
Has to be the lowest IQ, dumbest shit I've seen in my life. I'm being serious, man. Get that lust demon off of y'all. This is where your health we're talking about. And everything you mentioned, you can do something about. If you don't want people treating you like a big joint, don't be a big joint.
Nope.
Then going to do the little hand signal. What the hell is wrong with y'all? And this is what happens when you continue to praise this shit. This is what happens. Ninjas with no standards. Ninjas will hit anything. This is what it leads to.
You know, argue with your mama, don't argue with me. But imagine that all of the prejudiceness. And don't be black on top of that. Don't be fat, black, and a woman. Oh, my God. Triple homicide. So imagine people thinking that they can use you, play with you. It's automatic stigma that if she's fat, she's fucking, and she's going to pay your bills. She's going to pay for things because she's fat, because they think that all fat girls.
You walking around saying big girls got the best coochie. Yeah, they think she's fat, she's fucking. What's wrong with you?
Low self-esteem. They don't. So, yes, if you was a fat.
You online complaining. You got low self-esteem.
Black woman, you would be a little bit mad, too. Okay, so calm down a little bit. But my advice to you, mama, is to lose the weight. Let's make that our goal.
Hold up. You did all of that to tell these women to lose the weight? You did all that complaining to give women advice and tell them to lose weight. It's getting crazy out here, man.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks.
Ladies, y'all got to pick a side. Now you want to lose weight after you came on here complaining.
Let's lose the weight. Let's stop being discriminated and mistreated by people.
Look at that.
Losing the weight. And I don't care what no fat person say, they are not happy being fat, because no one is happy being discriminated against.
So they not happy being fat, but I thought it was just big girls got the best coochie. Hey, this you can't make this shit up. You can't make this up.
No one is happy being mistreated.
It's almost over, y'all. Size.
It may be more difficult than for some to lose weight than others. Me personally, years of trying. But do I...
All right, that's enough of that. That video is too long.
It's too long.
She did all that pump faking, jab step, euro step, around all the reasons to lose weight, just to tell the girlies to lose weight. Black women first L of the
day. I'm not going to say what race, what people.
Hold up. Bruh, this podcast is Indiana University undefeated, man. This podcast is undefeated, but I'm telling you, dog, y'all got to start listening to the podcast. We don't lie here. We tell the truth. We just seen her do a spin move. We seen her break the full court press. It's crazy out here. Ladies, don't listen to the bullshit. Lose the weight. Get in the gym. You're going to improve your life, the way you look, the way you feel, and the type of ninjas you attract. It is what it is. You know I'm going to tell the truth. You know I got to go. Let's get in these comments. Hit the like button. We off the chain on the first video already. We off the hook. Oh, man. Ronif, what up? Victim Olympic winner. Let's give it up for the Victim Olympics on winner. How you going to play victim and then come up with a solution? Make it make sense. Gene, what's good, bro? Ninjas do everything to a big joint but claim them. Oh, man. That's crazy.
Boy, ain't no way, boy.
Is it the best or the easiest? Can't be both. Uh-oh. Insanity. Big Spider in the building. Shout out to the big joints from D.C. They own it. And Joan back. Them out of town, big back soft. That's facts. Oh, man. Said they own it, and Joe. I'm not about to give up the sauce on fit women, But big girls are definitely not competing. I'm going to keep it fitness. Oh, man. Don't get kicked out of here, bro.
Strike three, you're out.
Joe Thomas, we keeping it fitness. Don't get kicked out of this joint, man. All right? You almost got arrested. Of course, they Spider-Mo Bills got the career, although I think that Will is Spider-Mo way of transportation. That's right. She missing an eyelash. She must got cracked by the homeless Mo. The 180 at the end, pure cognitive dissonance. You can't make this shit up.
The Monko.
Coretta Scott Wings trying to start a movement. Coretta Scott Wings. Martin Luther Wings. Martin Luther Wings. Oh, man. Hey, she from Wingston, Jamaica. Wing it on. She played for the Detroit Red Wings. Ah, it is what it is. You know, I'm going to tell the truth. You know I got to go. Hit the like button. Let's keep this thing going. We got another girl here. He likes fat girls. Let's check it out. This is going to be along the same lines before the girl did the Euro step. But let's check it out anyway.
I don't understand why every time y'all see a fat woman with a non-fat man, you jump to, oh, he must need a place to stay.
He do.
She must be giving him money.
She is.
Do you know how many dudes that I've talked to that I'm like, so what's the deal? You just like fat girls or what? And they're like, yeah, I just like fat girls. Sometimes a dude just like fat girls. That's about it.
Stop the cap. Oh, brother, this guy stinks.
This is sad, man. This is sad, you know. We've gotten to a point where we don't even associate health and fitness with the black community. We look at health and fitness like that's for other communities, right? And this liking fat girls thing. And I'm going to put some blame on the guys, too. Guys will say anything to get some buns, right? And they do look at y'all as easier. All right, ladies, y'all gotta get on game, right? And like I always tell y'all, when you get on your fitness game, you will attract better dudes. And a lot of them bum-ass dudes, you're going to look back and be like, why was I even messing with them? You know what I mean? So, and a guy could be fit. A guy could be, you know, handsome. Pause, no ditty.
No ditty, you know?
You know, but it necessarily doesn't mean he could get an equivalent option when it comes to women. He could be broke. He could be a felon. He could be crazy, narcissist. He could be all types of things. So he might only be able to attract a lower version, which happens to be the fat girls most of the time. Sorry. I'm never going to come on here and lie to y'all, all right? But anyway, and like I said, this is a fitness podcast, so we're going to talk about fitness, but we're going to talk about, you know, how it affects other areas of your life, too. Don't come on here. We're not just talking about leg day, upper body day. We're going to talk about that, too. We usually talk about that towards the end of the podcast, but, you know, fitness, we got a lot of game here. I've been training for a long time, been training a lot of women. I done seen this shit 1,000 times, all right? And I'm a man, so I done been in some group chats and seen conversations that y'all don't see, ladies. So just trust me on this one. And it is what it is. You know I'm going to tell the truth. You know I got to go. Let's keep this thing going.
DeMarco.
Martin Luther Wings is crazy work. Wing Rames. Favorite movie, Above the Wing. Fellas love fat girls. Wing Kong. Awesome, you're wearing a Big Back Activities t-shirt this time. Absolutely. Wing Baker. That was terrible. Wing Baker, you're out of here.
Strike three, you're out.
Try again. That was terrible. Anyway, let's keep this podcast going. We got more. We got one more. We're going to leave the black woman alone after this, I promise.
I'm not going to say what race, what
you
people.
You got one more. So we got Toni Fine. If you're not familiar with her, you can look her up. Famous, not famous, but, you know, I guess well-known trainer on TikTok and Instagram. She does her TikTok lives, and they go crazy. She roasts people, and someone asked her a unique question. Is systemic racism keeping black women obese?
You know, black people.
No.
So let's check it out. We're going to see if systemic racism keeps black women obese. There are a lot of black dudes that love fat girls genuinely, though. It's low vibrational dudes, but they exist. All right. I guess we got to go here. I'm going to keep it quick because we do have another video. A lot of these guys, Pookie, Ray Ray, Dusty Daniel, they haven't been outside the black community.
Nope.
We've talked about this before, actually, on the show. And a lot of them, all they know is fat women, right? So all they know is what they see with their mamas, aunties, teachers, women around the way, women at the grocery store. So all they know is fat women, right? And a lot of times when them dudes step out the community and they get some exposure with something else, with some fit women, I'm going to just leave it there. They folding. They switching sides anyway. If you know what I mean. Anyway, let's get to it, man. Let's check out Tony Fine's video. And I didn't say what I do or anything like that. I'm just telling you what them ninjas do. Let's check it out, man.
Thank you so much. Do you think being obese is a systemic issue? I think it's because of capitalism. I don't know. It could be. But it's irregardless. I don't care why people are obese. I just want to help them not be. Why? Obesity can lead to cancer, infertility, high blood pressure.
Now, I love that she's answering the question in a coach mode, I guess I could say. She's answered that question very professionally. But at the same time, I wish she would have addressed the elephant in the room, which is stop trying to use this bullshit to come up with excuses why you Stop it. Now, Tony Fine is doing the right thing, but we have to address that. Because a lot of people try to put limitations on themselves with some made up bullshit that they read in a book or they heard a politician say. Or they heard another fat black woman say. Or they heard Oprah or Whoopi Goldberg say on The View. We got to get that out your mindset. Excuse me. Stop listening to this stuff, man. You got to take an honest evaluation of yourself. And when you learn how to take an honest evaluation of yourself, that's when you start to level up. That's when things start to change. So let's keep it going. My bad.
Pressure and diabetes. 62% of black women are obese. We are the biggest women in this country. So I don't really care why people are obese. I'm not going to go down the rabbit holes and use my big brain to figure it out. I don't have enough time. I just got to save my girls from diabetes.
And even if what she said is valid, if it is systemic racism and capitalism, you could still not be obese. Guess what? There's still a way to change it. So let's focus on the way to change it and not focus on the way we got here and what's quote unquote going to keep us here. Let's focus on getting out of it.
Dying early. I don't have enough time to figure it out. Is it because of racism? Probably. Yeah, something to do with slavery.
Tony Fine, stop it.
Stop the cap.
Racism and slavery.
I'm sure of it, but we don't have time to figure that out. The girls is dying, so all I can do is just pull them back. When you get big, you can lower your life expectancy by 10 years. So black women live to about 77 in this country, which is not very long, but when we get big, it's about 67, but it's not a guaranteed 67 because the number one killer of us is heart disease. So it's probably like 53 when your grandma died. So I'm just trying to save us. I don't really care why.
Well, great message by her, great response. I'm going to pick apart a couple things, but anyway, it's overall positive, so she gets a Don DeMarco. I mean, even with my clients, y'all seen it on the podcast, I have zero tolerance for victim Olympics. I have zero tolerance for the victim finals.
Nope.
The victim World Cup.
Nope.
The victim Super Bowl.
Nope.
We don't do that. Okay, and I know men think differently than women, but when it comes to fitness, you got to be solution-based, right? It's okay to be a little emotional. It's okay to, you know, feel bad. It's okay to be a little bit sad. It's okay to be a little bit angry with yourself, but you do have to be solution-oriented, right? What can we do to change this? Let's not focus on how we got here, staying here. I'm going to go eat this because I'm sad. All right. We got to focus on moving forward thinking. Right. I wish Tony would have hit on that, but she was absolutely right about the life expectancy and the things that obesity leads to and how it's affecting black women, like seriously affecting black women. So Get on your health, man. Get on your health. I'm gonna leave a black woman alone for the rest of the show. Is that the right? Yeah, we're leaving black women alone the rest of the show. But yeah, get on top of your game. Keep watching the podcast. Hit the subscribe button. Hit the like button. It is what it is. You know I'm gonna tell the truth. You know I got it. Dom the Monko. I think I read this. Not gonna lie, they really do try to brainwash you into liking big girls in the hood. Looking back, that shit was crazy how that happened. It's the truth. It's crazy, though. Crazy work. Crazy, man. I think capitalism is a part of it. At the end of the day, it's who put that food on your body and chose to be a consumer. It is. And you can definitely say capitalism plays a part, right? You know, but hey, you either playing the game or the game is playing you. So you can blame capitalism as much as you want to, but at the end of the day, you're fat. You're out of shape. You're skinny fat. You're under muscled. Whatever capitalism led to when it comes to your body composition and the state of your fitness. That's what it is. All right. So, you know, you can take control of it and you can go against the grain. You got to go against the grain if you want to live this life. DMV Iron Jaw speaking facts.
Strike three, you're out.
You're terrible, bro. Leave the obese girls alone. They're happy. Oh, man. I don't know if they happy because the first video we seen Shorty hit the Euro step. She said, she complained and said, get in shape, lay up. She hit the Damian Lillard step back, dame time, game time. She said, she complained, step back, get in shape, cash. I do think capitalism might be true. These companies pump the food up with preservatives and mass produce junk in the name of making money. But it's our choice to eat the BS or not work out. Absolutely. We all get choices, man. We all get choices, and that's one thing I look at in my life. You know, whether that was, you know, my fitness, my money, relationship, business, I always look at where did I go wrong? What could I have done better? Right. Of course, there's some things that's out of my control, but 9 times out of 10, there's a decision I could have made that could have prevented something or lessen the likelihood of a catastrophe happening. So always look at yourself in the mirror. Wings of comedy. Wing Chun. That's, I don't know about that one. That's, I don't know about that. There are so many people who would give anything to come to the U.S. for opportunities, and y'all are complaining because you can't stop eating, but this is a fitness podcast. Hey, I'm going to tell you this. I know Rhonda ain't from here, but talk to somebody who came to this. I'm not trying to get political right now. I'm really not. I'm trying to go along with what Rhonda said. So cut the politics out. I'm not going political today. All right. But talk to someone who came to this country and got shit out the mud. It's a dude at the gym from Venezuela. But this is before all the Venezuelan shit that happened this year. I've been talking to homie for a couple years now. There's a dude at the gym from Venezuela, and like when you hear his story, you're gonna be like, bro, we really privileged this shit here. Like, bro, this dude came here, got it out the mud, started as a janitor, right? Is a sick making six figures in tech now, and motherfuckers is complaining that they can't stop eating. And this motherfucker's coming here starting from ground zero and surpassing us black folks, and we complaining about can't we eat too much?
Nope.
I can't stop eating. Shut your bitch ass up.
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
For real, bro. Capitalize on them calories. See, Marty, what's up, baby? Spider-Man went Ving Rhames on you in the gym. LOL, check your pockets. He probably took 40 out your pocket. He probably did. Don't worry, I'm going to get my 40 back, though. DMV Iron Jaw is insane. Spider-Mo be drawling. Yeah, Spider-Mo, wow, bro.
Nope.
Young Plies is a chubby chaser that got released from prison.
Nope.
Damn. Damn, Young Plies. See, Young Plies. That's what happened here. When you come in here with the bullshit, they gonna get you. They gonna get you, man. Anyway, let's keep this thing going. All right. Have you guys seen the health ambassador for the UK, for the United Kingdom? Anybody?
Nope.
I don't think so. Well, if you haven't seen her, I think it's a her. I'm not sure nowadays. You can't tell. Another story for another day. But let's see. Let's see what she has to say. Let's see what the UK health ambassador has to say. I think she's going to say some good stuff, guys. So let's lock in. Let's check it out.
A person who is from ethnic minority background, you know, some communities, it's actually taboo to, and, you know, it's quite a sensitive topic to talk about. So if you're not being able to learn about these things through the medium of school.
Before we continue.
Them thick-ass ankles and them thick-ass wrists. You could tell who's going to have Big Mama arms early.
Ain't the health ambassador supposed to be healthy?
Them thick-ass ankles and them thick-ass wrists. You could tell who's going to have Big Mama arms early.
Listen, I'm not trying to hear anything about I can't tell that she's not healthy. She barely could breathe. She barely could swallow her food, fat face ass.
Them thick-ass ankles and them thick-ass wrists. You could tell who's going to have Big Mama arms early.
Then where do you learn, you know? And I wish when I was in school, we were, you know, they teach us in Welsh back and back about, you know, how to apply for a bank account and how to, you know, get a job. But what about things like how to check if, you know, do a breast exam? How do I know if, you know, signs of cervical cancer, screenings, when am I supposed to get those, you know?
She's spitting right now. She's spitting. She's trying to change the game.
And things that are going to prolong my life. You know, so why don't we teach these things before we teach, you know, oh, how to get a job? Because if I'm not living long enough, how am I going to get a job?
Oh, brother, this guy stinks!
What the hell was that? Look, man, I'm no doctor. No doctor. I don't have the education a doctor has. But I don't have to be a doctor to see that that's some bullshit. Why is it they have to give her another title? I don't see how someone who can't perform any type of cardio and not even walking, she barely could walk. She probably limped when she walked. It's called the health ambassador. I mean, this is crazy. Not trying to get political. I know all of y'all don't like RFK Jr., and that's perfectly fine. RFK Jr. doing pull-ups, push-ups, dips, leg day, kettlebells. And y'all had a problem with his position. But I don't hear nothing for her. Y'all cool with that? Y'all got a problem with RFK Jr. doing what he doing in his 70s. But y'all let that slide. I'm not debating any decisions or anything like that. I'm not debating him putting the damn pull-up bars in Ronald Reagan Airport. That's not what I'm talking about right now. I'm just saying from the surface level. That's crazy. And this is just further showing that we're encouraged to be obese. We're encouraged to be out of shape. Because when you see people like her get these power positions, what's that going to tell the youth? What's that going to tell the next batch of politicians coming up? They don't have to worry about the health. And is it Iowa? It's another dude in charge of some health shit in Iowa. I got to find it. I meant to put it on here on the podcast, but I didn't. But this is crazy, man. And so it's not only the U.S., it's the world going down. So continue to go against the grain. Continue to keep doing your thing. Stay in the gym. Stay healthy. Keep that body fat down. Keep making progress. And don't be like the UK health ambassador. And it is what it is. You know I'm going to tell the truth and you know I got to go. Nah, that was crazy right there, bro. Oh, no. UK health ambassador. Oh, man. Here we go with the bullshit. She looked like a Muslim, light-skinned, precious. I got to arrest you, bro. That's mean.
Strike three, you're up.
Gonna see you Friday, bro. Gonna take it to Friday, big dog. See you then. That was crazy. Yes, health ambassador. Bro, what? She 45 with baby fat. You tell me she look like a toddler?
Nope.
Is she behind her?
Nope.
That was her. You know those Cabbage Patch dolls. I'm sorry, I'm not trying to be mean. That's crazy, Ronif. Why is the health ambassador shaped like a Ani girl? What's an Ani girl? The healthy size ambassador. She said everything to prolong her life except working the fuck out and eating right. They don't believe in that. They believe in everything else. How do I learn to lose weight and not die of cardiovascular diseases, man? UKSC ambassador, you gotta go.
Strike three, you're out.
UKSC. UKFC is crazy, bro. I can hear the shortness of her breath. You telling me the shortness of her breath about to take her to the man? Checking in, your boy just got hired at Project Create DC. It's gonna be a good year. Let's go! Shout out to Damon for getting hired. Shout out to that brother Damon. Congrats, brother. Well deserved, brother. Well deserved. You are a creative yourself, so I'm glad you get to use your creativity, man. Shout out to you. She looked like one of them big joints that let a DC jail Muslim move in. That's bro, you got to chill, because then they're going to start blaming me for talking about people, bro. You throwing shade at people. Come on, man. Yo, Spider-Mo, you got to chill. Onigiri. Oh, okay. It's a Japanese rice snack. You know what you see. I know what you're talking about. Onigiri, the rice ball. I know what you're talking about. Shout out to Damon. Yes, sir. UKFC is crazy, bro. UKFC. Let's keep this podcast going, man. Hey, hit the like button, man. Hey. If type in the comments, what's her favorite restaurant? Y'all let me know in the comments, what's her favorite restaurant?
You gonna fry some chicken, you gonna need some.
She's like a Muslim honey bun. Y'all crazy, bro. All right. We on to the men, man. What's going on with the black men black men? As a black man, y'all cease to amaze me and embarrass me, man. Let's check out this guy here. We're going to talk about the responses you're going to get from men when you in shape.
I'm going to go bench 225 to get his ass shot. Now, look at you now. You benching all that weight. 10, I'll do 225 for 10. Well, also, I got something else that can shoot 10 at once, too. I got a extended clip. Boom. Because a motherfucker go bench 225 to get his ass shot. Now, look at you now. You benching all that weight. 10, I'll do 225 for 10. Well, also, I got something else that can shoot 10 at once, too. I got a extended clip. Boom.
Oh my God, bro.
Oh, hell no, man. What the fuck, man? Get your ass on.
See, this is what's going to happen. And this isn't just black men, because white men do this bullshit, too. When you get in shape, fellas, you're going to deal with major haterism from other men. And that's why men go so hard to tell men to get out of shape. That's why men have the lowest fucking testosterone levels ever. That's why the average man is built like Homer Simpson.
Nope.
And you're going to see more Peter Griffin built dudes than fit dudes.
Nope.
Because you get fit and they, well, a bullet can't stop that.
What?
A gun, you can't stop a gun.
What?
Muscles don't stop bullets.
What?
It's ridiculous, man. It's crazy. And dudes are rather be in the comments, bitching, saying stuff like that. They get on top of their game and get in shape. And that's just the reality. Women do it too, but that they do it another way. But this is probably the number one thing that guys will say to you. And it's just a sign of weakness. So get ready for it. And I don't know if it's happened to y'all specifically watching, but I've gotten plenty comments like this. I've gotten DMs like this. I've get comments like this. I've gotten stitch videos. People stitch my videos and respond to my videos like this. It's crazy, man. And you know, we talk about women being hyper emotional and shit, but guys act the same way. You make a guy feel insecure, he's liable to do anything. And, you know, especially in the black community, bro. That's why I talk about, I be in the crib. I don't be outside. Ninjas be crazy and hating. You got to do what you going to do with a guy like that? You going to get in an argument with him? I ain't arguing with you. All right, you got it, bro. Cool. Keep it moving. But just be ready for the hate. Be ready for dudes to convince you not to get fit. And listen, it's going to be more of those weirdos than there are people that's fit. So that's why we got to have this podcast. That's why you got to keep your circle small. That's why you got to have a community of people that's going to keep you in your game. Because them motherfuckers like that are going to try to get you to drift. They're going to try to get you to go off and join their side. And we don't want that. And we don't respect that. And once you get on this side, you got to stay on the fit side. Once you get on this podcast, you got to stay on this podcast. And it is what it is. You know I'm going to tell the truth. You know I got to go. Don't listen to Corny Ninjas like that. Make sure y'all hit the like button. Where we at, man? Where we at? Oh, y'all wildin'. Her favorite restaurant, Golden Corral, Heart Attack Grill. Devin Jones, 205. They don't have guns in jail, idiot. Bars. Oh, yeah. We'll see how that help you in jail. Her favorite restaurant is Shake Shack. Mike Hawkins.
Break three, you're out.
Get your ass out of here. You're going to have a whole nother community after me. Mike Hawkins is about to have more than just the black community at me. I got enough people don't like me. And Mike Hawkins trying to make it worse. Her biggest op is heart disease. Anywhere that sell oxtail and cheese sticks and crab and mac and cheese. You know, her big ass could throw down. It doesn't discriminate. Fat can't stop bullets either. Absolutely. What they gonna do when they get locked up or ain't got it on them? Nothing.
Nope.
They gonna get...
No diddy, you know?
They gonna get...
First of all,
Yo, that's passive. That's passive pause, man.
They gonna get...
Baby, I've been fat and gay all my life. My car shake when I get in.
That was crazy. Jenny, what up? What's going on, Jenny? Oh, you was watching Kobe. Shout out to Kobe, man. I remember one of your guests was talking like that muscles can't stop a bullet. I see why you never had that Joker back on your platform. Oh, man. I'm trying to think. Which guest was that? I'm trying to think. Because I had, bruh, some of the guests, yo, I ain't going to say who, but I had some people on here. I'm like, and what's crazy is I do the show live. Like, how I'm doing the show live, I do the show live with guests too. So my thing is, like, if you on the show, you know what type of time I'm on. And I've had to disagree with people live. I think I deleted one episode because somebody had begged me to get on here. It was begging me to get on here and got on here and said some stupid shit. Me and Toon was like, what the... Me and Toon were like, what? Yo, that guy... yo, nah. Anyway, I'm glad you said that, Gene. It's like back in the day when Bammers would say, you doing all that, but you can't beat me in a fight. Shut up. Hey, man. Listen, bro.
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
Marty, what's up? What's going on, SAG? They act like gym dudes ain't got bullets, too. Bruh. Yeah, I know a couple dudes at the gym. They really do that. Yeah. Bro, I know girls at the gym that walk around with it on them. What you think people got in their gym bags? You think everybody just got socks and underwear in their gym bags? I know girls that walk around with it on them. So that's what I'm saying. Don't. That's crazy. It's crazy. This is what our world has come to. I believe 50 being in shape saved his life from the 9 shots. Oh, man. I believe that, too.
I haven't heard that. I've been fat and gay all my life, button in a while. And Biggie didn't. Hey, side note. You heard Biggie? When he got shot, they said he shit in his pants. They said Biggie shit all over that truck he was in. That's crazy, right? My man, and what's crazy is Biggie was so out of shape, he probably couldn't even hold his bladder. I'm sure he had bladder issues. My man was doing shows in wheelchairs.
Nope.
He was doing shows in wheelchairs, bruh. So, listen, all that fat shit, that shit ain't cute. It's going to catch up to you at some point. It is going to catch up to you. AC Marty, I got a cousin in Maryland looking for a trainer. Of course, I sent her your IG, the source. Oh, yeah, appreciate that. Tell her come through. Was he saying some red pill topics like Seth? Nah, it wasn't even that. It was more so like, I don't even want to say it because I don't want y'all to know who I'm talking about. Because y'all didn't just go and watch the old episodes. I don't even want y'all to know who I'm talking about. Let me think about it. I might tell y'all. I don't care. It was the boxer trainer when you had the studio with Toon. Oh my God. That ninja. Yeah. The thing about it is he was trolling too. He was trolling too. He really ain't. Yeah. Another story for another day. Same Joker was talking about he like 6 foot, 200 pounds. Trolling, bro. And yeah, trolling. That's all I'm going to say, bro. Ain't no creatine in my gym bag. I pack, but leave it in the car. Jenny, you better start walking around with that with you, especially you messing with ninjas. You better bring that with you. You messing with black dudes, they gonna get you. They see a black dude with a white girl, oh, it's on, Jenny.
Nope.
You gotta protect yourself. Let me leave Jenny alone, bro. I know three guys and two girls and Gold's holding. Oh, man. It's a few. Especially Gold. Man, listen. You know how many police officers, military, Secret Service, you know what type of people be in the gym? You're tripping. What the fuck? I never knew he had his last shit before he died. Biggie would rap about women loving his big ass. Not too sure how much of that was reality. I mean, you know Thot's going where the money at. So I'm sure girls would do some diabolical stuff for money. So I don't. He probably wasn't lying, to be honest with you. They probably ain't enjoy it. They probably just wanted the money and the status. There was a guy that just showed up on the episode that you had never even met and hadn't seen his IG. That was crazy. That was crazy. Yo, man, I got to tell y'all that story, bro. What's crazy is, all right, fuck it, I'll just tell it. So I invited a dude to get on the podcast. This is back when I was trying to make my channel more of a fitness network. I wanted to have other creators on here, and we all basically help each other blow up. That didn't work.
Nope.
You see, I just do my thing now. Solo, this is my channel, you know what I'm saying? I'm like Anton Daniels and them. But anyway, so I invite old boy over, right? He like, yeah, I'm outside. So I go up to the door, you know what I'm saying? He knocking on the door. Like, all right, what's up? I'm like, oh, what's good, bro? He got somebody else with him that I didn't invite on the show. He a trainer too. I'm like, what? Like, yeah, this is my man. He a trainer too. I had just started the podcast. So I was like, all right. You know what I mean? He was like, he trained at the same gym as me. So I was like, all right, come on. Man, that dude got on there and said some bullshit. And that one wasn't live, thank God. I cut so much of that shit out. How you going to come on my show? I don't know you. I never met you. And then you just come in here just trying to take over the convo.
Nope.
I had to take over the convo about 8 times. Bro, this not your show. You wasn't even invited.
Nope.
Stay in your place. Sit down. Not trying to sound cocky, but there's no way I would ever do that. There's no way. And that's why I said, when y'all be asking me about guests, I'm like, I want content creators on here because there's a certain respect people know how to, you know what I'm saying? Like, if I go on the show, I know when the creator gives me the floor when to start doing my thing. Just the same here. Like, I start the show, I take over, then I give you the floor. But, like, if you ain't a content creator and you don't bring any value, no, you don't get the floor.
Nope.
Get your ass up. Shut your bitch ass up.
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
No more red pill people on the podcast. Don't get anyone with alpha or red pill in their name. Hell no. Hell no. Biggie ain't need a couch on stage to perform like Cadillac Dave, the rapper. Oh, Dave. What's his name? Dave. Is it Cadillac Dave? It's Dave something. But yeah, that's crazy. Jenny has black girlfriends. You already know she wants chocolate. That's crazy. Got to stay strapped. Folks be ego fighting out here. You forgot the YNs at Gold's too. Yeah. Arizona's open carry. The gym is wild here. I believe it. Say it again. Call me that one more time. Say you ain't never going back to the studio no more. That's up to Rob. That's up to Big Rob. That ain't up to me. I'm working on my own studio. I'm working on my own studio. But then even when I do that, it's a couple concerns I have. I'm going to just leave it there. Dave Blunts, that's his name. Try to strong arm your platform. That's crazy. Hey, try to come on here and Debo the platform. And you're not like that, bro. Your content ain't like that.
Nope.
Come on here. I'm not trying to be cocky, but the people are watching to see me and Tune for the most part. Y'all here to watch me and Tune. Y'all other ninjas, y'all got to chill.
Nope.
Then when I hand off to the other ninjas, they ain't saying nothing.
Nope.
The lights on, they nervous.
Nope.
They see the comments popping up, they nervous.
Nope.
Do you need an investor for your own studio? Not now. Maybe my second or third studio, but not now. I don't need nothing crazy. I need something I could be consistent in. The bag ain't there yet. I only got 15K yet on here. So we got to, yeah, we got work to do. We got to keep working. Anyway, we kind of got off subject. Hey, this is a great podcast. Let's keep it going. We got a simp hater. And he thinks a fit guy is going to take his girl, so he gets the flexing. This is the white community. This is some white shit. It could be some black shit, but this is some white shit. Let's check it out.
Last weekend, I went to go visit a friend of mine who opened up a bar. And I was with a group of people. And one of the girls who we were with was on like a first date, like meetup type of thing. And at one point in the night, I had taken my jacket off. And she looks over and she goes, "Whoa, big muscles." And she starts feeling my arm. Now, the dude who she was on this date with, it's like his soul left his body. This guy completely deflated.
Bro, if you go on a date and your shorty is grabbing someone else's arms, you're cooked. Just let her go. Just leave her there. Let her have fun with the guy whose arm she's grabbing. Just gonna let you guys know.
Bleated, man. You could see it definitely made him feel insecure. It made him feel self-conscious. And for me, I didn't think anything of it. That kind of shit happens all the time. So next thing you know, this guy is already drunk. He's got marbles in his mouth, it sounds like. And the ego starts coming out. You know, he's like, "Oh, I own rental properties. I own this."
Now he's going to try to one-up him, try to put him down because the guy has more muscles than him. Now he's going to act like he got more money than him. And he probably don't. There's a lot of fit dudes out here with that crazy bang. I'm not one of them, but I will be. But don't get it twisted.
Telling my friend how he should run the bar. If you did this, it would be better. And it's just amazing how insecure men get around guys who are fucking jacked, man. It's like, you gotta fucking protect that fragile little ego instead of just actually becoming secure with yourself.
Shout out to this guy here for telling the truth. Again, another example of guys are gonna feel some type of way when you're fit and they're not. So, you know, the last video was a little extreme. But, you know, just always be aware of your surroundings. Be on your P's and Q's to peep shit like that because you do want to get away. You want to get away from people like that, especially if they're drinking. You know, these guys might try to start a fight with you. They might try to lift the 4-5 on you. And I ain't talking about a dumbbell.
Nope.
So just remember that, you know, understand that's what comes with the game. Unfortunately, sounds crazy, but it is the truth. We saw an example of a black guy talking about, oh, you could lift 225. What you going to do with this? And then we just saw a white guy that had a hater. So this is in different cultures, different races. It's just something we got to deal with as men. Ladies, y'all deal with it too. We talk about it. We talk about the ladies on here plenty times. But ladies deal with the hate too. I see it with my mom all the time. I see it with my clients. You know, I got clients who lost their girlfriends, my female clients. They be like, yeah, I ain't cool with her no more. Just because girls be hating too. So just get ready for it, man. Let's get in these comments, man. How you going to come on someone else's podcast and act like a jackass? It makes no sense. You in the studio right now. Big facts. Yeah, this studio cool. Studio working, man. I might have the dogs interrupt me every now and then. You know what I'm saying? Were y'all here when the dog came on the show a couple weeks ago? My dog came on the show. But yeah, this joint cool for now. That woman wasn't feeling him at all. Don't be mad at the dude. Be mad at the chick. That's a bar. That's facts. She doesn't belong to anyone anyway. And plus, it's a first date. That's not his girl. That's a fact. Feeling another man's muscles? Date is over, bruh. Date is over, man.
She don't want no puppy. She want a big dog.
She looking for a big dog. You ain't the big dog.
She don't want no puppy. She want a big dog.
Which is why I choose not to put myself in these spaces. I do home gym and work. And the places I go to don't have many idiots like that. Absolutely. It's facts. Because when you get fit, you got to think about this stuff, man. Because you're not just leveling up your fitness. These habits are eventually going to go to other areas of your life. So you can't hang out at the same places. You can't do the same shit. You can't have the same patterns. So that's absolutely true, Hedgehog. But in reverse, it do be a lot of strong, lame dudes, too. I was confident with the Hennessy belly. It's a lot of lame. Yo, it's a lot of lames. This is what's crazy about fitness. So, yeah, there are going to be out of shape guys that hate on you. But there's going to be a lot of lame, strong dudes that hate on you as well. You're going to see dudes with bigger muscles than you hating on you. You're going to see guys with bigger muscles than you throwing shade. You might have, you know, the attention of a girl he likes. You might just be more accepted, more popular in the gym. You might have more followers than him. But people with muscles, people in the gym going to hate on you as well. That's why people walk around with that iron on them at the gym. Crazy. See, Marty mom got serious hate. Let him know, Mike. I want your dogs to interrupt every show. Jenny, get your ass on.
Oh my God, bro.
Get your ass on, Jenny.
Man. What the fuck, man?
Get your ass on. Spider-Man's before and after pics are awesome. Big facts. The haters of all body types. Absolutely, man. All right, let's look at one more video. We're going to get out of here because C. Marty got to get up in the morning. Before I show the video, I'm going to give the alert.
No Diddy, you know.
Before I show the video, I'm going to give the alert.
First of all, pause.
Yo, that's that passive. That's passive pause.
It is a pause. Oh, no. I'm going to show that, but we got a comment serve, too. All right, it is a pause. But we got to talk about goofy gym behavior because that's what we do on this show. Let's check it out. Hold up. Before that, Juju Simpson, 8897. Is it true health is wealth for men? Health is wealth for men and women. Health is wealth for men and women. I can speak as a man because I'm a man that when you get on your fitness journey and pick up the Bible, not that I'm the most holiest person on earth, because I'm not. But when you get on your fitness journey and you read the Bible or whatever your religion is or do some type of self-development that you're working on outside of fitness, your life will change. Your life will absolutely change. You're going to learn things that don't apply just to the gym. They apply to other areas of life. You can carry these habits to your finances. You can carry these habits to your relationship. You can carry this to your work ethic in other areas. So, brief version. We could do a whole episode on that. We could do a whole episode on that. Another gay video and Diddy comment from me. Marty Dawgs hired that creatine and first form spinach. Not me, but you, 8350, health is wealth. Is that the truth, brother? Absolutely. All right, we got to address, if your kids are around, I apologize because this video is well, but we got to address the goofy gym behavior and these influencers. So give about 10, 15 seconds of some goofy shit, and then Joey Swole is talking. Let's check it out. So this guy's going around the gym with his shirt off, with shorts on, and humping all the equipment. Come on, y'all.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks!
This is one of the most cringe things that I have ever seen in the gym. And it's your entire page. Video after video of you humping gym equipment? Seriously? I'm sorry. The gym is not a strip club, your Tinder dating profile, or a Magic Mike audition. Nobody in the gym wants to see this nonsense, let alone use a piece of equipment after you do your best P. Diddy impersonation on it. Not to mention, you do know that there's teens and minors that work out in the gym too, right?
Facts.
So put your shoes on, put a shirt on, work out, and stop humping gym equipment. I can't even believe I have to say that in 2026. Stop humping gym equipment. You need to do better. Mind your own business.
Shout out to Joey Swole. I mean, it's clown behavior. And, you know, these are the people who they'll do something like that for views and likes, and then they'll drop a fitness program trying to teach you how to get fit. It's crazy. If you see anyone doing some goofy shit like that, don't buy anything from them. Don't trust them with anything. All right. And then the girl a couple weeks ago, I don't know if I showed it on the show, excuse me, but the girl a couple weeks ago flossing her ass with the tricep cable. Come on, man. Fitness industry is goofy. And so they see shit like that, they think we all goofy. They think I'm goofy too. Unfortunate, but it's true. All right. We're gonna look at these comments. We're gonna do a quick comment surf. And we're gonna get up out of here, man. Hey, this episode is fire so far. Episode fire, man. why did he have to be black? Violating the equipment. He acting like Magic Mike. I feel uncomfortable. Why I hate it here? Why do I share a race with these people?
I'm not going to say, man, what race, what people.
People like that are mentally ill. Freaky ass ninja, you a 6'9" guy. Freaky ass ninja, you a 6'9" guy. Speaking of P. Diddy, that dude is having freak offs in prison. Oh man. On top of the fact that it's unsanitary to be shirtless going to the gym. Yeah, man. But on a serious note, these weirdo sexual videos of men and women rubbing. Whoa. Yeah, it is. Rubbing their private parts on gym equipment is crazy. Oh, I did. Okay, I did show that on the show. The girl at DMV Iron flossing her ass on the thing. Crazy work. All right, man. Where we at? Let's get in these comments. Let's get in this comment surfing. Let's get in this comment surfing real quick. Then we're going to get up out of here, man. Because see Marty Fit. Got to get some sleep. Because I had a long day today. And I got a long day tomorrow, too. All right, let's check it out. What we got here, man? So, on Twitter, it says a short story. So, it shows this woman. Sorry, y'all, if y'all got the kids around. It's a fat woman, her butt. Then it shows the cheetah jumping in. Then it shows her fupa. And it shows the cheetah running away right here. Oops, my bad. It shows the cheetah running away right here. Someone says, y'all might be gay because the cheetah is running away from the fupa right here.
Oh, brother, this guy.
And basically, so because someone doesn't prefer an out of shape woman, that makes him gay.
No Diddy, you know?
And this is the conditioning we were talking about with black men. You're literally conditioned to love fat women or you will be shamed in the black community. You'll be shamed in the black community. And because it is shaming, what do our women do? They stay that way. And they think they're betraying our community if they get fit or in shape. They say, what are you, a white girl? So you get called gay because you don't want a fat girl. Insane. So anyway, if you got a little pudge and some pretty feet, I'm that good man you've been praying for.
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
I think people who don't like thick women is because they don't have enough to reach. Now y'all are depolicing. They can't get past the booty cheeks, so they like their women smaller, so they're not emasculated.
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
The crazy thing is, no matter how thick they are, that ass... oh, my God. Yeah, bro. Black men got to do better. This is crazy. For not liking fat girls. Not trying to make this about race, but I haven't seen one white person saying this looks good. Nope.
Nope.
How do you expect a woman's ass to be that big without a belly? Crazy. I'm not gay, but fat girls will never turn me on. This is female coded, calling a man gay for having a preference, especially when it isn't a fat woman, because we know who leads in obesity.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
But yeah, that's what we're dealing with, man. You're going to get shamed if you don't want a fat chick, unfortunately. Ladies and black community just has to do that. And it's not changing. You know why it's not changing? Because you can't tell black people the truth. Black people don't want to hear the truth. You know, whoever, you know, did this conditioning to us did a great job because we're cooked and it's only going to get worse. So you literally have to go against the majority of what people think in your community. You got to develop some critical thinking skills. You got to know how to read. I'm sure a lot of ninjas don't know how to read. If they do, they choose not to. You got to use your critical thinking skills and use the knowledge that you acquire from books, from ChatGPT, from this podcast, from your life experience, and move with that. Because this conditioning had you fucked up.
Nope.
And fat.
Nope.
Another fire episode on the Less Munches, More Crunches podcast. Another great episode. Oh, man. Let's get in these comments. We're going to get out of here. Not a race issue, it's a jackass issue. Moron, perverted, sick fuck. No one wants to see your shirt off at the gym. Facts. That woman probably doesn't look good in the face. These guys are thirsty. The cheetah is running away just because your fupa big.
That because my fupa big.
And she just ordered some cheeseburgers.
The only thing you've been ordering is a whole bunch of damn cheeseburgers.
Why is Slim gun watching other dudes? I don't know what this. What's this trend of dudes telling guys that they have a small D and they can't get past the cheeks and they're gay? And this is weird behavior. I've noticed the white dudes that like fat women are skinny, nerdy types, gamers. I remember this female on TikTok said men that work out are feminine. Meanwhile, she had the hangover pot belly.
Belly deli?
Hey, look, if y'all got me on Instagram or TikTok and you find that video, please send that my way. Please send that my way so we could tear her up. Please send that my way, man. Hit the like button, man. Like I said, another fire episode on the Less Munches, More Crunches podcast, man. Follow my social media, see Marty Fit on Instagram, TikTok, X, YouTube, where you're watching right now. Subscribe to the page, share it with a friend. LessBunchesMoreCrunches.com for the gear, where I also have this Big Back Activity shirt, or you can cop it directly from my YouTube. Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast on Apple Podcasts. Anything else? We live again Friday, 10 o'clock p.m. Eastern. We live in the building on Friday. We're going to have another Friday episode. And hit the like button, man. Hit the like button. You know the motto. If you don't want to unbig your back, don't watch the podcast. If you don't want to get rid of that belly, don't watch the podcast. If you don't want to get better, self-improved mentally, physically, spiritually, don't watch the podcast. Hey, Devani DX. And we'll be live again Friday, 10 o'clock p.m. Eastern. Appreciate y'all. Love y'all. Shout out to the Playback Gang. We out of here. Appreciate y'all watching that episode. I hope y'all enjoyed it. Matter of fact, I know y'all enjoyed it. But I need y'all to do a couple things before we get out of here. Go ahead, smash the like button. Smash that subscribe button. And you gotta share the show with a friend. Follow me on social media. See Marty Fit on every platform. Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast on Apple Podcasts. And do me a favor, cop some gear. Less Brunches, More Crunches. The illest, the dopest, the coolest, coldest slogan in fitness. And you know we got the gear. Listen, man, tap into the next episode. Love y'all. We out of here.